You have the floor, sir. Thank you very much, Eduardo, and I'd like to greet my colleagues from Brazil, Ecuador, and Peru, also the World Bank, the European Union, and in particular, Ambassador Mendoza and all of the ambassadors who have organized this event. We were requested to reflect on things over 2 days. First of all, we were asked to address how Colombia, we are coordinating institutional response to this process. Colombia obviously is the greatest receiving country of Venezuelan migration. 1 out of 4 Venezuelans reach Colombia and stay in the country. We have 1.6 million Venezuelans in the country. And secondly, we wanted to reflect on the challenges faced, the second generation challenges, and these are in line with the requests made to the international community. Could we have the slide on the screen, please? First of all, we have horizontal coordination. The task here is to coordinate and ensure there's a harmonious response amongst all ministerial government levels. Not only at the highest level of government, we have the Council of Ministries where decisions are taken for all government agencies, but also sectoral groups to undertake an analytical work. We work on regulating initiatives which we've had to carry out to draw up permanent public policies as a compass document. This is a document of public policy, and also we need to present to Congress a migration law reform, and there's been a bit of a delay here, and we need to ensure that we have sector regulations in all sectors. In addition to that, this means that not only the national government must take part, but part of the task is to coordinate with all other entities from the Colombian state. That is to say, the Ombudsperson's Office, the General Inspector, the Congress of the Republic. What's important here in this message of horizontal coordination is that this has required the full attention of the Colombian state, and we're looking at what the government does from the Presidency of the Republic. We have tried to have horizontal coordination in a harmonious fashion, but perhaps what's most important is vertical coordination, because the impact of this migration crisis is reflected in Colombian citizens, in the municipalities in Colombia. And as things stand today, there are at least 15 key cities in Colombia that have the need to provide social services to this population, which isn't only made up of Venezuelans, but also over 15,000 Colombians. There are thousands of Colombians that Venezuela welcomed generously and now is returning the favor. We have sectoral boards where we work with local authorities in order to have a coordination process. The features of migration at a border area in the south or in the capital are not the same. Now, the third level here is the transversal or cross-cutting coordination. We need to coordinate with all other stakeholders from society, that is to say, the private sector, the intergovernmental sector, and it's important to have international cooperation. I'd like you to look at this slide. There are over 40 organizations. In total, there are 65. Not all of them fit on the screen. We have organized these under a mechanism whereby the United Nations agencies, spearheaded by our own requests, by the IOM and UNHCR, coordinate the actions of United Nations agencies and also the actions of national and international NGOs. These three levels of organization is very important. There's an important message here. The institutional capacity of states must transform in order to address this migration crisis. It's not just about providing resources for emergency, for food, education, and health, but rather the Latin American states are being committed to transform our institutional structure to tackle with migration on this scale. Now, the next message that I wanted to convey is that we've moved from what we call a response 1.0, where we've had over 4 million healthcare services. We have 206,000 children enrolled in SUS, and we are expecting a further 25,000 in January. The data we have from the Zulia state, which is a border state with Colombia, is that the enrollment rate is reaching 60%. This means that at the minimum, we're going to have an additional 25,000 children who will require spots in January, in addition to the regularization process. So let's move on now to the second level of this process. This level starts out with continuing with the regularization process. The Colombian government has regularized over 600,000 Venezuelans, which enables them to work and have unrestricted access to services. In the coming weeks, we will have two additional measures. One, any Venezuelan who has a job offer, permanent or temporary, will have a special stay permit. And a second measure for all of those who entered with a passport last year. A third measure, which will come into force in January, will apply to students. We hope that we will have reach out to an additional 300,000 Venezuelans, and we won't reach below 80% of the migrants who are coming to this country in a regular situation. Let's move on to the next slide. The second message is that we need to move forward in our response, and that is why we are calling upon the international community to understand that we have to move from providing food and we have to work on nutrition and first level emergency services to more complex services. The challenges, the emerging challenges in health have to do with sexual and reproductive health and mental health. The challenges, we have temporary shelters, but rather we need to be working on providing water services and housing. Education challenges aren't just linked to quotas, but quality of teaching for students. And we have new social groups that are emerging from the crisis. Over 14 indigenous groups have been identified, and they have crossed the Venezuelan border to Colombia. And today we face the challenge as a government and a state and society to provide a differentiated response to them. These are indigenous people who in certain circumstances are coming in critical conditions of health and protection. Lastly, as part of this 2.0 response, we should see this not only as a humanitarian emergency, but also an opportunity for development. That is why we have drawn up a public policy in terms of socioeconomic policy. And there again, we need this assistance from international community. We need to improve our ability to validate diplomas to ensure that people can access the labour market. And we are moving forward in all of the strategies involved in that policy. But we believe in the three final messages, that this is a crisis which continues to grow. Secondly, it's not just a temporary issue. This is the greatest challenge of development and stability for the region and in particular for Colombia. In addition to that, this may jeopardize other tremendous efforts in which the international community has been involved in Colombia, such as stabilization or compliance of the SDGs. As a Colombian government, as the Colombian society, we continue to believe that we have an historic responsibility of gratitude towards Venezuela and Venezuelans. What we're doing today is an ethical imperative, and this has been stated by the President, Iván Duque. We have the obligation to host them, but we need more assistance from the international community.